Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
You got a fanny pack, man?
Yes, sir. You are now tuned into Your Heard Radio, where life moves from the verb of your words. It is I, your host, soon coming, Amadi, and I'm on air with that sound.
It's your boy, J Bell. You know what it is. We're back again with the next episode.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
How you living?
We're living good. It's a beautiful day. You know, enjoying this beautiful weekend.
Hey, that's the only way you want it.
Right.
A weekend, very beautiful.
Get outside.
Let me tell you what's beautiful. What I got playing in the background. Finding Ways. J-Rob. Now that's from that Selection Radio capsule. So if you haven't already, tap into Selection Radio. Yes, sir. Hey, so.
That was beautiful.
So I just got to get to it. You said a beautiful weekend, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Beauty is to the eye of the beholder.
And you know, I was just going, what really is beautiful is the way we're almost going back in time. We're going back outside.
Oh, yeah.
We're time traveling.
We were scared to go outside last year.
Yeah, it was scared and a bit of comfort.
You were just nervous. Maybe not scared, but nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you'd be like, I want to go outside, but I'm kind of happy that I'm not allowed to go outside.
Right.
Part of you. So, you know, and then now we're like, we're outside because we've been inside so long.
Right.
Any excuse. Y'all be eager to take out the trash.
Yeah.
No, I'll take out the trash.
It got to the point where I told my lady, I said, yo, I'm not taking out trash anymore. I'm not going to do it. She said, well, I'm not going to do it. I said, you don't have to. It's not a woman's job. It's a man's job. I'm going to make my son do it.
Got trips planned 6 months plus in advance now.
Y'all making reservations off principle, like automatically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Being respectful and don't even know it.
Yeah. Hey, things that we couldn't do easily, we were able to adapt quick.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean I have to set an appointment to get a Genius Bar? What do you mean I can't do a walk-in? Now we like, barber, put me in. If I don't show up, it's a $50 charge, right? I best believe I'm never going to bail on you again.
Facts.
I needed you. The barber, come on. Hey, March, let's talk about it. March last year, February, I needed you.
Mm-hmm.
Where was you? Being safe with my family?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then the barbers miss doing the art.
Yeah.
They miss hitting the way the clippers feel. Come on, you're cutting yourself now, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm doing self-cuts too. But shout out to the barbers, though.
Facts.
Real talk. I have some barbers tagged. Let them know. But the way that click feels, that trigger, it's like a motorcycle or something. Like,
yeah.
It's equivalent, that feeling. That, when you hit that trigger, you just turn it off just to turn it back on.
So much power.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's like,
it feels good to get back to doing something you love. They turn that into an art.
Yeah, they turn that to an art. I can't lie. So since I've been self-cutting, I have to say, man, like.
Is it an art to you?
Yeah, I'm looking at the art through the YouTube videos, you know.
Okay.
And the art is all in the flick. Mm. Flick of the wrist. Flick of the wrist. Yeah, just right. It's all about the flick while you're blending the line. But then the other trick is not coming up with the blade in a straight line, because that gives you the hard lines, you know. The idea is, for most of y'all out there, you're just trying to have a blend, something smoothie, feel me? McFlurry.
Yeah.
You know, you want it to just fluently transition into your thick hair, not just be a straight bald hair, you know. So when you're going for that, the key is the curls, the flick of the wrist, you know, to erase it smoother, you know. That's what I've learned so far from having barber homies.
Mm.
Yeah, and then it comes down to geometry. They start looking at the way your head shaped, like, oh, you know, you have an oval style or you have a circular face, you know. So then they can see what shape looks better with, you know, your style, you know, like, you're like, man, for you, a taper would be a good look because da-da-da, you know, they could just hit you with, after they've cut so much hair, everyone's just, you know, they walk around different. Think about when you do your job, construction, right?
Right.
When you walk in buildings, you look at it different than me.
Oh, yeah.
You're like.
That's the first thing I look at.
You'd be like, why is the pillar that close to the door? That's past regulation, but I guess, like.
Right.
You be seeing things more like, man, like no one's even acknowledging that pillar. Like, it could be a beautiful one, like a Vegas one. You're like, cool, cool. The tiles, the shine, the diamonds all around is cool and all, but that is too damn close to the middle of the center vortex block.
Like, yeah.
What? What did they even build a cement block into?
Mm-hmm.
Is this even going to hold up? Feel me?
And all that.
Another cat's be looking at the hair. I mean, I've worked in like the, you know, the tech industry. So I'll be looking at people's phones. You know, I'll be like, I just always stare at their phone, you know. But when I worked at Finish Line, I'm programmed to stare at shoes first. I look at shoes before I look at anybody. Before I make eye contact with the person I'm talking to, I've already known what they're wearing. Like before, like on some Byakugan shit, like,
Byakugan.
That's I already know behind me, like I'll look through the mirror, but I look at the kicks and I start there. You know, someone once told me, they were like, you could judge. I don't know if it's like you can judge, but like maybe this person. All right, so I'm not saying what you should or should not do. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, he looks at a family and the kicks, and then the tier of the kicks. You know, so he goes like, let's say there's a family of three, like a mom, dad, and like a child, and then the husband has like fly ass kicks. The mom has super beaters and the kid has beaters. It's like, what does that say about that family? You know?
Right.
You know, that's how he, and I was like, whoa, I never thought of that. Like if the both parents have clean ass shoes and the kid just has beaters.
It's okay or what?
But see, that's where it's a caveat. You know, naturally you go, you're going to take care of that kid, right? But then we know kids. Why are you running around in your church clothes? We come home with the church clothes ripped because we decided to play kickball at lunch, you know, and we weren't going to let our clothes stop us. In fact, we wanted to prove people wrong. Like, if I beat you in the church clothes with the dress shoes on the court, that's my street cred. You got beat with a cat in dress shoes. You know, this came from sport court legend.
I don't know about all that.
I know, but.
You better take them church clothes off.
How many switches have you grabbed in your lifetime? Yeah. He said, take them church clothes off.
It wasn't even the switch. It was just the belt or the hand. It was something quick.
Hey.
And you have to be ready for it, too. Yep. Go to your spot.
The hand. It's after a while you get triggered. Like, you know when you dodge the hand and it didn't even come at you?
Oh, yeah.
You be thinking you can catch the timing of the hand. So you randomly flinched, and then they have to check you, like, what you flinching for? And you're like,
There's a good story on that. So my mom, she would always get the hand and hit the back of the head real good.
Yeah.
Years real good. Just like,
pow!
Just a little pop. What are you thinking?
She got elastic to it. Yeah. Like, though.
Pow! Quick one.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, it wouldn't even hurt, but it would be so quick that you were like, all right, dang, she got me. But like, then you turn 13, 14, 15.
Yeah.
You're dodging them. Me and Greg were in the grocery store. My mom was doing something. My little brother was in the basket. I was just clowning around being a clown.
Yeah.
My mom, I was behind my mom.
Yeah.
And she was pushing the cart and Greg was behind me. I was doing something and she turned around and hit the little smack. I ducked. Dipped to the side. My mom ended up hitting Greg. She felt so bad.
Hey,
I think that's the last time that she ever tried to hit the little bop at the end, too.
Yeah,
no,
hey.
When she hit Greg, she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Greg. We're like 14, 15.
This guy tapped into his Mayweather sense, his Mayweather Spidey sense.
Yeah.
Just that, like, I just think about DBZ, the way they just dodge with the. I know, because when my mom swung the spoon, you know what it is, whatever, I got to the point where I'm like, where it was like that moment Tobey Maguire first got his powers. And in the hallway, old boy swung at him, and it was in slow motion. I was looking at my mom like that. Like, she swung one day, you know, when you get, like, where you were saying that sense you got. And then it's, like, slow-mo. You're like, I can see everything. Dodge that shit again, like maybe 2-3 times. But then you know, like after that miracle moment, you have to stop. You know, you get in reality, you're like, yo. And then y'all both look at each other, and then you let her pop you. You know,
yeah.
He was like, all right, I just
go ahead.
That, all right, but you just have to show you did it. That's like when I that's me going Super Saiyan. You know, like, when I transcended. But shout out to our moms. You know, we needed that for
Facts.
Real, for real. Because a lot of there's this argument about, you know, like in our generation, are we spanking our kids, right? Like I've had that talk with my partner. Like, are we spanking the kids? It's like, as much as I didn't like them going up at time to time, but it didn't destroy me.
Right.
Me. But then there's levels, you know, I guess.
Exactly.
There's levels to the spanking, y'all. So it can be abuse, but we be exaggerating saying it's abuse just to stop it because we'd be like, oh, you're abusing me. But actually, we're not. But what's the borderline, you know? It's tough because we've all been hit with everything on the planet. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, some of y'all won't disclose what you've been hit with.
I think as long as you're the parent and you don't put your own emotion into the spanking.
Yeah. It's then, for their good.
Then it could be beneficial. As long as it's not you retaliating out of emotion.
Yes. That is the key.
Or something like my dad spanked me when I was like 16 because I didn't make my bed.
Yeah.
But he told me for like 2 weeks straight, you better stop missing making your bed and just throw the sheet over. Not like a good, like clean, just have the sheet on the top, the blanket.
Yeah.
Look like it's normal. I don't care if it's wavy or whatever.
You don't have to tuck it and everything.
Nothing.
You don't have to do the hotel motel treatment.
Nothing. You know, I had to excuse. Oh, the dog got on the bed. You know, the dog was in the bed.
Yeah.
He's like, the dog wasn't in the bed. I was home all day. The dog wasn't even in your room.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, the dog was in there. So,
hey.
You know, I made my bed every day after that, too.
Hey, and you know the cool thing about that? We've all had the bed argument, you feel me? We get to a point where we just smart. That's just plain and simple. We just smart now. Our parents call it smart ass. They add the ass to the end because they start with smart.
Yeah.
And you go, hold up.
Come on. Think.
Wait a minute. Einstein moment and shit. Why I gotta make my bed if I'm gonna get back in it? What are you talking about? Makes no sense. Like, it really makes no sense. Y'all really gonna make me, when I'm gonna come back in less than 6 hours, you know I'm coming on lunch and taking the quick nap too. So, like, why do I have to? And then they're like, they know it makes sense, but they're like, yo, like, you better make that bed. Cause they don't even have 3 bottles. Like, yeah, cause they're probably thinking, you know, I had that same argument with my parents. I know it makes sense, Cody, but just make your shit.
Right.
But then at the end of the day, If I die with my bed made, people are going to say I was a great guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you come to my house and I pass away, however that may be, and my bed's not made, it instantly goes to, like, did I OD? Like, I don't know. The story is already bad. There's nothing good of an unmade bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if it's made, you wonder, was this person a CEO in his life? Huh. Who is this man? I just walked in this house to see a crispy bed.
That's crazy. Because, you know, I guess during quarantine, we're like, oh, especially not making our bed. We stay in the bed. But now it's like we're getting used to going back to doing things outside again. So we're, you know, driving to work again and listening to the song in the car, pulling up to work with your Starbucks, you know. You got your little protein snack, little breakfast from Starbucks. Shout out to Starbucks. They're expensive. But, you know, if it makes your day and you're pulling up to work and it's that extra little feels so good.
Yeah.
Just keep on feeling that good feeling.
And you bring that up, driving back to work. Some of y'all haven't drove in a minute somewhere.
Facts.
Just parking back at work, you're like, what's going on?
You got that assigned spot that you don't want no one to park in.
Dusty. Who knew flowers can grow in concrete when you came back to work? You know what's different about it? It's the knowledge that we gained from being gone from work. You see, that's what makes it different this time around. We're like, yo, we just know so much more theories, theorems, I guess you could say. as we were talking about earlier, making reservations, being prepared, doing things that we had to do. And then now going back to parking again, when you were doing it from a distance, or at least a majority of what you were working with, maybe you still have to, you know, some things you just got to be in. You need that service. You got to be at the grocery store or whatever. But now that we're doing online shopping carts, you know, you can set up the grocery bag. You don't have to be limited to just working in the aisles or something, right? Mm-hmm. You could be maybe in that department. Like, we've grown. We're like, whoa, why do I got to do that when I was doing this for, you know, 8 months for the company? Right. So we're in that place. And
that curbside pickup hits different.
It does.
So I mean, you're willing to pay the extra couple of dollars. Pull into that parking space. You pop the trunk. You just, yep, here comes my groceries.
Yeah, quick side note on groceries. I mean, it's never been a place of delight, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's necessary. And sure, when I see something I like, I get excited that I'm going to have it, right?
Yep.
But when it comes to packing the bag, you know what I mean? Playing the guessing game of what the swipe is going to be on the card by the end of the night. You know, you are already prepared for it, but you still always prepare for the best. But when you see that number, you go, yep, that's what it is. Like, that's where we at. You, and then from there, bringing it to the car and whatever your situation is to bringing it in the house, whether you have to go up some stairs, whatever your obstacle course may be, got to go take the elevator. And then you got the stuff that's not comfortable in the bag. Some places out there, they charge you for the bag.
Mm.
Shout out to them. They charge you for the bag. And then...
They should.
And it could rip. Could rip. You know what I mean? Like, you, what, not only are you mad that it ripped on your way up, but you paid for that.
Yeah.
But you also overpacked it because you didn't want to pay for more bags.
Truth.
You just like, just stuff it all there. I know I should have another bag, but if I could save, I wish I would have brought my bags.
Exactly. And then you start bringing your bags.
But sometimes you never do. You always think the same thought.
You got to keep them in the car.
But when they're in the car, you use them. When you bring them back up, you always use it like once a quarter. You know, you go, I got to bring it back down. Because that's why you have so many bags. You be like, that we should essentially still have just 10 at the most. But we always got the bags. We don't bring the 10 with us. We always
bag. We got the drawer full of bags just in case at home, you know, for leisure.
Trash bags. Well, at least we
recycle bags.
And that's it right there. The way we evolve in that sense, right? First, we have designated bags. We got a trash bag, right? There had to be someone like, well, we have no more trash bags. What do we do with the trash? And then someone goes, well, I have this grocery bag. And then they put the trash in there tight. And then everyone's like, whoa. You know? So then now we like, now we're bringing all these bags.
And then we got trash in the bathroom. Someone was like, I'm in the bathroom cleaning my ears with the Q-tip. I don't want to walk to the kitchen to throw away my trash and my Q-tip. Let's make a mini trash can for the bathroom.
That's it. And then eventually you have to dump the mini. But at least it's not every trip, right? That's why
Right.
Always trying to make so, and that's evolution at its finest right there. We just changed the theory of it. All right, that's a trash bag. This is a shopping bag, but now this shopping bag is a bathroom trash bag.
Yeah.
Explosive.
Clockwork.
So with that being said, I got to ask this.
Let them know.
I just got to ask this to the listeners. How are you doing? Like, how are you evolving with the knowledge you've gained, quarantining, the strength you found in yourself? May that be starting your own something. Maybe you started selling stuff online.
Congratulations to you.
Maybe you found your value and other aspirations. And maybe you didn't have a choice and you did something that now has you like, well, I'm alive right now still.
Still moving.
And I just been offered something I've lost. But do I want that? Let's just have a moment for that. That sound.
It is. The top of the mountain right there.
Yes, sir, Ski. All right. So I think we've really been diving in on just taking a hold on the change that can't be prevented,
mm-hmm.
and finding a way to find your way.
Yep.
I'm going to say it one more time. Find a way to find your way from what you've learned and what we have to face. I mean, fast food joints are hiring at $16 an hour now. They need workers. Cats is out here like, I work for myself. I know our country was founded on this, but our country won't be happy with this. No, I can't speak for our country. Who am I? But that being said, I want to tap into our local to global, the people.
Yeah.
The people out here making it happen.
Okay.
Doing it.
Okay. So, I'll hit off one. I'll start it. I'm going to shout out Tevin.
Okay.
He was the assistant basketball coach at Mariner High School when I played senior varsity basketball.
What year was that?
2015.
Wow, so he was assistant coach then, huh?
Assistant coach then. He is now the head coach, I'm pretty sure. His team just went 10-0.
Hey, well, you said that. I knew Tevin when I was in 11th grade, and he was a senior.
Okay.
So I knew senior Tevin.
Yeah.
And now we have championship coach Tevin.
Yeah.
I mean, like, running the district, right?
It might be Coach Dylan now, you know. Forgive me for what he goes by now.
Yeah.
I called him Tevin when I played basketball. I called him Dad because he was crushing on my mom and used to make fun of me for it.
Yeah.
But he's a good guy. And now his team's 10-0. He's got a beautiful family and three girls.
Yes, sir.
So that must be tough. We might have to try to call him in one time, see how he's living.
Yo, we definitely have to call him in. What up, Coach?
What up, Coach Dylan?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Man, dang, that's amazing. From senior, like, to what I know, to 10-0. Yeah. Shout out to Griffin, huh?
Shout out to Griffin.
Because Griffin coached Tevin, huh? Yeah.
Griffin was in there, too. Yep.
Yes, sir, Ski. All right, well, I'm going to jump into mine right here. Let's see right here.
What you got for him?
So as I go into mine here, in the background, I got playing Givenchy Zanz, all right? Friend of the show came in, just nothing but positivity. Young Castro, so I want to shed some light on him right before I get you my local to global. I got playing a little bit, you hear me? And for my local to global, it's going to be Nova Sonic. You hear me? So Nova Sonic is he's a homeboy, you know? He's that kid. He's that man. His mom is the one who got my dread started. She started my crops.
Okay. Right?
I call them crops because they like plants. You know, these aren't just So at the age of 20, she got me laced up. So I got to meet him. Good kid. You know what I'm saying? Out here just role modeling. You know what I'm saying? I got a good head on his shoulders. And what I want to shout out in particular is that he has a YouTube channel that's very entertaining.
Okay.
If you like gaming, it's the channel Raw. I'm going to have it tagged, R-A, all right? And his reactions are just priceless. And the way he edits on top of that makes it a full experience, full-on production. It's just something to do when you're chilling on that, you know, pardon me, when you're pulling on that zone, chilling on that zone, whether it's the bed and you're in the cocoon form or, you know, the quick poppy squatty, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just like you get lost in the zone. Get off TikTok for a moment, all right? You know, get off the ground and just, you know, catch this kid's reactions, you know, making it happen. You know the vibes.
Yes, sir.
So shout out to Raw. I'm going to tap back into what we got going in the background for a little bit. Soak this in. We'll have the link. And in just a moment, we're going to slide to our local to global. Transition into the D-pop of the week.
Yes, sir.
All right. So for the D-pop of the week, this one here. All right. So let me start with the name. Juk Foe. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's J-U-K-F-O-E. Juk Foe. Must be Fuck Joe. for short. But, you know, I like what he did to wordplay. But I don't know. I'm guessing the guy's name is Joe.
Okay.
Here we go. Modern/vintage picks. Free shipping. Buy two, get 20% off. Buy three, get one free. International shipping message. Very impressive. I don't do international shipping because that's a bag, all right? But this guy has great content. Just to show you what I like. First of all, the marketing, all right? My guy has a mustache, all right? That is a mustache. If he doesn't have a bike, I'm predicting he'll have a bike at some point. Maybe a Speedster, Triumph, something like that. Just from that mustache. He may not even be into motorcycles, but after a while, like they say, if you hang out a barbershop long enough, you're going to get a haircut.
Right. For sure.
You look like you got a chopper. You're going to get a chopper. Mm. But I don't know. I can be bashful. What I like about his page is I like how he highlights the tag and he enlarges it within the photo. He does the flat lay excellent, and he also rocks it. So again, it's real creative to have just the tag like enlarged and cut out into the photo, whether it's Nike. Adds to the experience, as I would say. Great following. Tap in and just buy this merch, you know what I'm saying? He has a great vintage selection for sure, like the short shorts to hoop in. I'm definitely an advocate for short hoopers. Just the same way as I'm an advocate for getting manicures and pedicures, you know what I'm saying? Like, take care of your nails, you know? Show your thighs, fellas. Like, it's all right. Like, be comfortable in your manhood.
Disguise out, thighs out.
Yeah, like, let's rock these kilts. Like, let's break the stereotypes, you know? I read that there was a teacher's supporting... I can't remember what the cause was, but I know they were wearing skirts. I think it has something to do with the LGBTQ community. Again, there's a reading, but I like the power in it, you know? I have to say... When I painted my nails just to have different styles, which I was mainly influenced by ASAP Rocky. When I saw that, I was like, whoa, he transcended the movement for me and made it seem more than just like, yo, that's just feminine. You know, he took away the femininity for me somehow. It was like the swag was so tough. And then I just saw like a smiley face on his middle finger, flames on his pinky. And then I was like, yo, I want to get something like maybe a dragon or a Pokemon or just something. It's almost like a tattoo that I can take off.
Yeah,
like I could just scrub off completely empty and then express myself in another way. So I did like a set of nails for like the voting movement and like the selection ones. They're pretty sick, rad. I'll have to post something. I don't know, so y'all can see it. But and then the questions I get being at work or in public was like, yo, are you gay? Straight up, just because I had the nails done. And then I'm like, yeah, you know, it's the way I express myself, you know. That's neither here nor there, you know. But it was just like having to have these connotations, especially with like people from above my time. That's how I'll say, you know what I mean? Just like tradition. And then the youth is like, yo, that pops off that. So again, either way, if you're not even getting designs, that's a whole level. And I took it slow. I just did the pinky one day and like thumb. Then randomly I was like, I think I'm ready to do the whole hand, you know? At least I could hide the pinky if I was feeling insecure about it or a way where I wasn't ready to express it. But then after I was like, yeah. And then I was like showing the designs, you know, look kind of cool, especially the pool. But with that, if not, just do the clear coat. But they clean in your nails, they clip them, they massage your calves, like they make your toe, your feet feel like baby feet again. So I'm for the movement. Like, fellas, like once you get there, you don't care anymore. People say, yeah, make fun of me if you want to, but I'm pampered or I'm well taken care of, you know. So
take care of yourself. You got one body. It's the only one you got.
It's the only one. Yeah.
Treat it right.
And that's pretty much my positivity I'm sharing to the fellas in empowerment. But what do you got for the people as far as
empowerment? My empowerment is going to be give back. Give back any way you can to whoever it may be. It might just be that person on the street that you just feel, you know, bad for the day. And you're like, let me throw him some $5, you know, that good deed. It'll all come back to you. Life's a circle. It's, you know, karma, call it whatever you want. But everything always comes back to you. So give back a little bit. It helps you feel better about your day. It helps you feel better about yourself. You did that one good thing. You know, so keep doing those good deeds that you're doing. At least have a goal of doing one good thing a day.
Yeah, one good thing. And then it just kind of stretches. It always does.
Yeah.
So just based off of what J-Bell said, what I'm going to leave you with the week is stretch. take a moment. Mm-hmm. I talk about the workout. I talk about doing the pocket push-ups. But it's very important to stretch. Pull that posture up. Keep that chest up. You know, straighten that back. All that. And with that, we're going to slide out. It was a pleasure and honor.
Thank
as
you.
As always. And with that, you've just been zoomed.
Screens in the world was good. She tryna squeeze on it, dick that good. She on her knees and it beat that good. I walked in all designer, I'm free. Fool with me, beat, put my name on your breast. I need a beat that gon' buy me a tea. She saw the whip before me, she was weak. Used to eat ramen for dinner, I'm blessed. I need a Audemars with the baguettes. A fleece of coke colder than bricks in the cheeks. My pocket swelled in a beat, nigga, yes. Slide with a nigga, get fucked, what's good? How about clean in a beat, what's good? Talk about it, nigga, I'm good. I slide with a nigga, get fucked, what's good? How about clean in a beat, what's good? I don't wanna fuck, let the beat look good. I don't wanna talk about it, nigga, I'm good.
I get positive advice. I try to get them to look into themselves to see what they're good at. Because we all have a t-